कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा गुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 70, entitled Lord Krishna's daily activities. Verse number 29. Tanno bhavan pranata shok harangri yugmo. No bhavan pranata shok harangri yugmo. Baddhan viyungshma magadahvaya karma pashat. Viyungshvamagadahvayakarmapashat Yobhubhujo ayutamatangajaviryamayko. Yobhubhujo ayutamatangajaviryamayko. Bibhradrurodh bhavane mrgaradi vavi. Tanno bhavan pranata shok harangri yugmo. Pranata shok harangri. Baddhan viyungshva magadahvaya karma pashat. Yo bhubhujo ayutamatangajaviryam eko. Bhibhradrurodh bhavane mrgaradi vavi. Tanno bhavan pranata shok harangri yugmo. Baddhan viyungshma magadahvaya karma pashat. Yo bhubhujo yutakmatangajavirya eko. Bibhradrurodh bhavane mrgaradi vavi. Tanno bhavan pranata shok harangri yugmo. Baddhan viyugshma magadahvaya karma pashat. Yo bhubhujo yutamatangajaviryameko. Bhibhradrurodh bhavane mrgaradi vavi. Tanno bhavan pranata shok harangri yugmo. Baddhan viyungshva magadavaya karma pashat. Yo bhubhujo yutamatangajaviryameko. Bhibhradrurodh bhavane mrgaradi vavi.
Matajis.
tat, therefore, na, us, bhavan, your good self, pranata, of those who have surrendered, shoka, the sorrow, hara, which remove, angri, of feet, yugma, who spare, baddhan, bound, viyungshva, viyungshva, please release, magadha ahvaya, going by the name Magadha, Jarasandha, karma, of fruitive work, pashat, from the fetters, yah, who, bhu bhuja, kings, ayuta, 10,000, matam, maddened, gaja, of elephants, viryam, the prowess, ekah, alone, bibrat, wielding, rurodh, imprisoned, bhavane, in his residence, muragarad, the lion king of the animals, eva, just as, avi, sheep. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, by the followers, by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, since your feet relieve the sorrow of those who surrender to them, please release us prisoners from the shackles of karma, manifest as the king of Magad. Wielding alone the prowess of 10,000 maddened elephants, he has locked us up in his house just as a lion captures sheep. Purport. The kings here pray for the Lord to release them from the bondage of karma created by Lord's material potencies. The kings make it clear that Jarasandha is so powerful that there is no hope for them to escape by their own power. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Eva Bhutale Shri Rupa Kadamayam Hamne Vadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutushe Nama Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Reading translation once again. Therefore, since your feet relieve the sorrow of those who surrender to them, please release us prisoners from the shackles of karma manifest as the king of Magad. Wielding alone the prowess of 10,000 maddened elephants, he has locked us up in his house just as lion captures sheep. So I offer my obeisances to the spiritual masters and to all devotees present here. With their blessings I may be able to speak something worthwhile from whatever I have read in Srila Prabhupada's books and heard from his followers. While going through this series of this is like in this chapter where the daily activities of Krishna is narrated, like apparently ordinary activities performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So towards the end of this chapter, this section comes as a connection for the future chapters that we will see by how the Lord orchestrates the killing of Jarasandha and many other pastimes. So this just few shlokas is a connection for going in that direction. So suddenly, like in the Sudharma Sabha, and suddenly one unknown personality, he comes just to narrate the background, and he asks for the Lord's audience and he gets the permission. The doorkeeper allows him inside and he is bringing along with him, he is basically the messenger of these 20,000 kings that Jarasandha had imprisoned. So these kings are expressing their plea to Lord Krishna, and initially they are starting with a honest submission. Like first of all they are declaring that they were not falling in the category of pure devotees of the Lord. Like they are humbling themselves, that is, they are saying that they belong to the separatist mentality, but being afraid of the cycle of birth and death, because they are frightened by this Lord's illusory Maya Shakti. So now they have come to take shelter of the Lord. So then we may wonder, like, if they are already like kind of sense gratifiers, kings who are not so much, you know, practicing Krishna consciousness or inclined to Krishna consciousness, they were absorbed in their world as kings. So how suddenly they became afraid of, you know, the cycle of birth and death. So then the next shloka they are saying that is in this shloka, they are saying that how their own, you know, impious activities in the past have manifest now in the form of Jarasandh. And they are describing the prowess of Jarasandh. Like, Jarasandh is very powerful. Like, they can't combat that power. Therefore, so many thousands of kings are imprisoned. Like, you know, the comparison is how lion, you know, just attacks a flock of sheep and, you know, consumes all the sheep. Like, all the sheep put together cannot do anything to the lion. So, and at the same time, the kings now are saying that we have, you know, come to our senses. Like, I am paraphrasing. That actually it is the Lord's. They are offering their obeisances to the eternal time factor of the Lord. And the the Lord's energy only has come, you know, in manifest in this form. That is, their impious activities are now, they are getting the reactions of their past impious activities. Because of their past pious activities, they became kings of the world, different countries of the world. But also because of their past impious activities only, you know, that karma got accumulated and manifest in the form of Jarasandh, who is so powerful, like 10,000 maddened elephants. So then they are, in this particular shloka we can see the mood in which they say that because the lion, the comparison that they made of the lion and the sheep, they are indirectly saying that, like, this, first of all, they say that, they express their complete faith on the process of Sharanagati. That is, the process of surrendering the Lord. So, that is the first line of the shloka, or the translation, that your feet relieve the sorrow of those who surrender to them. And then they are expressing their problem in this particular shloka that, you know, like, please releases us from the bondage, I mean, from the imprisonment of Jarasandh. And then Prabhupada's disciples, they give us the, flavor that through this shloka, the kings are expressing how, you know, like, they are making a clear statement that alone they cannot, on their own they cannot, you know, combat Jarasandh. On their own they will be just killed by Jarasandh in the future. Like, in Mahabharata, Jarasandh is actually doing one big Kal Bhairav Yajna, in which 1 lakh such Kshatriyas will be slaughtered. So, that is their future, they know. So, they are now desperately taking shelter of Krishna. So, so I was just thinking, like, we as sadhakas, we are also, we have some, we can compare ourselves with these kings, because definitely we also don't, most of us don't belong to the category of spontaneous devotees, pure devotees, or we had never been, you know, so inclined to Krishna consciousness right from our birth. So we can kind of we can try to imbibe the mood of the kings and kind of pray to the Lord. But here, like, the main thing is that the kings, they although they said that we alone cannot do anything, they put some little efforts. The little efforts that they put is that they send a messenger to the Lord that please release us. they called out to the Lord and they ensured, because Krishna was performing manifest pastimes at that time, so they ensured to send some person there and give this letter to Krishna. So similarly, this is a Kartik month, so this is famous that Lord Krishna's pastime with Yashoda Mai is in this diorama. We can see Yashoda Mai is tying Lord Damodar, and every time she was attempting to tie Lord Damodar, the rope was 2 fingers short, and she tied several ropes together, but still it remained 2 fingers short. So the acharyas give us the commentary for this, that what is this 2 fingers short? So 2 fingers short is like, one is like the mercy of the Lord, and second is our endeavor. So both should be there. So we attract the mercy of the Lord by, by praying to the Lord, by putting efforts in the direction of the Lord, by this combination, 2 things. That is, we pray, and the prayer, we do it with our full heart, whatever is our problems, that we want to execute devotional service and we are not able to execute devotional service, we offer the prayers to the Lord. But at the same time, we also put endeavors to actually try to practice the process of sadhana bhakti. And so, and for that, the Lord sends His great acharyas. The Senapati Acharya Srila Prabhupada has come just recently, 50 years ago, and he has, and many masters, he trained many masters. Many masters were sitting at his lotus feet. That's why the name Prabhupada. So, these masters are, training us and giving us instructions, repeated instructions of, we are fortunate to receive repeated instructions here on how, how to practice Krishna consciousness, the basic precepts, how our, morning program is, we have to, Prabhupada used to say that how Prabhupada was very particular about doing morning program very seriously, sincerely, and how at the same time Prabhupada gave several instructions like, we should cooperate with each other. So in our conditioned nature, as the king says, like, we have this, it's very easy to have this separatist attitude, very easy to enjoy separately from Krishna. Like, it is not a difficult thing for us to actually always be conscious of Krishna and, remember the instructions of His men and live those instructions is very tough for us. So, time and again, of course, Srila Prabhupada's many times Prabhupada emphasized many things like book distribution, cooperation. In case of cooperation, Prabhupada said this main statement that you show your love to me by cooperating with each other. So, and in the Shastras also we can see the similar thing. It's not that Prabhupada is telling something, for us in the Kali Yuga people, the instruction as the connection to Krishna is through this current way of cooperating and living together. But even in the old times, we can hear from the previous cantos, in one of the cantos, the demigods was offering prayers to the Lord, how they were telling the demons were taking charge of so many things. So then the Lord could have easily, empowered the demigods and, okay, go ahead. But Lord, gave them instruction, a very difficult instruction, to cooperate with the demons. Actually to, truce, no? For churning the milk ocean. So, for churning the milk ocean, the demigods alone cannot do it. So, therefore, they have to take the help from the demons. The demons also alone cannot do it. So then what will be the outcome? Whatever will be the outcome, everyone will cooperatively share. That was the deal. And of course, the demigods know that the demons are anyway, like, they will not cooperate. When the whole thing comes, when the real thing comes, then the demons will take it. But since it was the Lord's instruction, they just blindly followed it. They cooperated. They did as the Lord said. And at the end, they got the reward. Those who followed the Lord's instructions to cooperate and to go against their nature and, continue the process given to them. So then the process works. Ultimately, they got Amrit. The demigods only got Amrit. Similarly, there is in the fourth canto, Prachetas, where the Lord is appearing. The Prachetas are ten of them, like they are performing austerities under the water, and they are performing these austerities in unison. So then the Lord is appearing and telling them, the first thing that the Lord is saying, that He is very pleased with the cooperation amongst them. So like so much it is very evident, like even from the previous ages, this principle of cooperation, it's not a new thing that is being introduced for the Kali Yuga people, but it has been there since many years. Even Gaurang Prabhu says about the Pandavas, how the each member of the Pandavas, they were, you know, having unique abilities. Like Bhima was so strong, he killed all the he was alone very powerful. Arjuna was another hero, and then Nakul, Sahadev, and Yudhishthir Maharaj was a saintly. All these five people had five different styles and inclinations, but all the five of them, or the four brothers, cooperated with the will of Yudhishthir Maharaj. They never did any, although their styles of working are different, but at the end they would always agree, you know, keeping Krishna in the center, keeping Krishna's will in the center, keeping Yudhishthir Maharaj's words as the ultimate. So it is because the five Pandavas were together that Krishna also came along with them. It's not like, it's because of their cooperation that Krishna was pleased. And similarly, in our contemporary times, we have heard of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, how Tamal Krishna Maharaj, the followers of ISKCON are only saying that he was always 10-15 years ahead of his god brothers. His intelligence was so much that he was always 10-15 years ahead of them. So, but still, in the meetings and all, when he would propose some particular, way of, or like he was an, in organizing all of ISKCON, his god brothers would say simply that, Tamal, we won't accept your procedure, your ideas appears to be very nice, but we don't accept your proposal simply because you are saying. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, generally it is very difficult for intelligent people to stay in a group. They have this attitude to go out because the rest of the people are not understanding what he is saying. But he continued to stay in ISKCON, humbling himself, and that's by his example he is showing us. So how Tamal Krishna Maharaj and of course the other god brothers are also, all of them are very intelligent and they are cooperating with each other. Also elsewhere, like Jayadwait Maharaj, I have heard that whenever some very when he is in a indecisive phase where he himself feels that he should ask someone's opinion, then he asks the opinion of his god brothers about what is to be done regarding a situation and whether to do this or that, and he may feel himself personally to do the first option, and if his god brother says the second option, then he just forgets the first option. So and elsewhere, like there is one mention of teachings to the mind by Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that, like the six anarthas, the lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, all this six anarthas, the six anarthas are like like highway robbers, like the six, the people, they organize themselves and try to destroy the sadhaka. So it's not like we are attacked by anger, then only anger is the problem, but all the other anarthas come at the same time and kind of tie a hard noose around us. And if we don't, at that point of time when we have this problem, when these anarthas are attacking us, when we give in to anger or we give in to anything, so then what is the solution he is giving? Raghunath Das Goswami is giving the solution is like you call out loudly to the devotees of the Lord. Loudly you call out to the devotees of the Lord, and when you call out to the devotees of the Lord, then the Lord responds by through the devotees also, and internally by giving strength also. So it is only by association of devotees. It's again repeatedly the acharyas are saying that whatever strength we may have in devotional service, that comes by association of devotees. Whatever strength I have will be because of the blessings and goodwill of other devotees. So I was also thinking that we can just think how 50 years ago Srila Prabhupada had started for America. And if you meditate around this time, he, this Kartik of 50 years ago, Prabhupada was not in not physically in Vrindavan, although his heart was in Vrindavan, but he was with the, hardcore non-devotees. Even the Mr. Agarwal with whom he stayed there, the house, and when he opened the refrigerator, so inside the refrigerator was, the other things like beef and all was there. So still he silently, he cooked for them, and he did not complain that he did not take the negative things. I mean, he did not point out and make a big issue about the negative things, but rather he himself introduced Krishna. He himself cooked, 70-year-old man, he himself cooked and, provided prasadam for everyone. So there was no question of non-veg or beef, the most sinful thing to be cooked. So and then afterwards he was comfortable in that he had an apartment to stay, but then he came out of the apartment and he stayed in Dr. Mishra's studio, and Dr. Mishra was a Mayavadi, and there was a difference of opinion, but still he did not do any one-to-one combat. He did it in a very intelligent way, and he had personally a very nice relationship with Dr. Mishra, although he blasted the philosophy. And then later on he extended himself further. That of course Dr. Mishra also said that there is no indicated, there is no place in his place. So he went to the Bowery, something like Dharavi of Bombay, and Dharavi of Bombay may be better because in the Bowery all the hippies, they were breaking all four regulative principles right on the street in front of them. So practically speaking, he was living with animalistic people. And then there on Mr. David, he, you know, takes interest in Prabhupada's, takes interest means he just started listening to few of Prabhupada's things, and Prabhupada writes a letter to his godbrothers telling how there is a hope of, you know, one boy is very, very serious, taking Krishna consciousness in a very serious way. Actually he was just, and then after a few days what happens is Mr. David was high on some LSD or something, and then he attacks Prabhupada. Practical, Prabhupada saves himself from being beaten up and killed, because if Prabhupada would have stayed there, then he would have killed Prabhupada. So Prabhupada left that place, and then he went and knocked in some other person, that is who later on became one of Prabhupada's very close disciple, Janaki Mataji. Whom Prabhupada later on gifted this kartal that we can see next to Prabhupada's lotus feet over here. So then with Mukund and Janaki Mataji, their previous names were Michael and Jane. So Prabhupada, at that time they were practically strangers. They were just attending Prabhupada's lectures, and Prabhupada said that this person has gone mad. So please, give me some place. And that's how Prabhupada, and then they gave, you know, place for Prabhupada for 1 month somewhere. So this is the hardships that Prabhupada had to go through for giving Krishna consciousness to us. Now we have a very nice facility here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the efforts of Prabhupada and his followers who has invested, who is living those instructions of Prabhupada in their life, and by their efforts we are able to offer this Damodar lamp every day and perform devotional service in a nice way. We have a proper setup where proper setup to perform, you know, devotional service, and we don't have to worry about some things, the finance and so many things in case of temple brahmacharis, in case of congregation, in case of brahmacharis also there is a counselor system. So many things are properly set up as per Prabhupada's desire. We only have to take to the process sincerely. And by sincerely executing devotional service, we'll only be benefited. Also, I just wanted to say one more point is that Prabhupada towards the last days, he said that 50% of his the moment, 50% of the things he want to do he has already done, and 50% is remaining that you have to do. He told the followers, that is us. So that is like establishing Varnashram, and now the thing that is going on in ISKCON all over the world, all the temples are thinking about how this has to be implemented. And I was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital speaking to one Prabhuji, Bhagawan Prabhu. So Bhagawan Prabhu was just giving me information about how, you know, the present day villages in India, the people are kind of exploited by the middlemen, you know, middlemen, or in Hindi we say dalal. So the dalal people, they, you know, completely exploit this villagers, and they, you know, that's the reason why in the village only 5% people are doing the farming, because those who have some sense will go to the city and do something over there. In the village means mostly their experience, the trend is seen that they are exploited, a huge, they get a very, very few returns for the, we buy at a big price here, but the farmers get it at a very low price. So now different sections in the devotees and even other non-devotees also waking up to this, and they are thinking of encouraging the farmers by you know, buying the vegetables and grains, everything directly from the farmers. So in one sense, this is, we have to employ our different ideas and techniques of how we can, you know, try to establish Varnashram, which is Prabhupada's dream project. Every temple has to, you know, has to be supported by farm communities, and our temple here has farm communities, but also at the same, like, since we are in the preaching movement, we cannot ourselves go in the farm and do everything. Just like the temple president, he cannot do, you know, all the services of the temple. He has to properly organize it. So, like, the devotees have to somehow organize and encourage the villagers to stay in village, so they have to know what is their problems and accordingly, you know, like, solve their problems. And this is kind of, this is one practical way how, you know, one of the major portion of Varnashram is farm communities. So they may not be like 16 rounder devotees, but at least they will be favorable and they will practice organic farming. They will not practice inorganic farming, because inorganic farming, actually what point I wanted to make earlier in the class is that in one sense, like, we are also being imprisoned and mildly tortured by the Jarasandha like situation of the modern civilization, where modern civilization is exploiting the farmers and using modern techniques, chemicals to, you know, like, grow the plants, the vegetables. Like, to give you some idea, like, I'll tell, like, one of my friends was in agricultural college, so he said that if, you know, the bottle gourd, or dudhi we say in Hindi, if it is just 3-inch size in the night, they just inject one injection on the stem of the plant, and the next day morning they go for chopping all the, you know, bottle gourds from the plant. That is all the dudhi. Means the size would be 1-1.5 feet minimum. So they get everything, you know, of the same size and at the same time. They don't have to go at, you know, one day they'll cut the vegetable, this particular vegetable, and then they cannot cut this because it's not ripe enough. All the vegetables will get ripened at the same time. So that in dudhi and those vegetables, beans, whatever you say, we are taking. In the sense, there was one doctor who told me earlier that, you know, through vegetables, we are eating more antibiotics than, you know, direct antibiotics. So many medicines and chemicals are being injected in our body just by accepting the things by money. You know, you pay the money in the market and you get the things. So right now we may not be getting the heat of being imprisoned by this Jarasandha. You know, the Jarasandha of modern civilization. But we have no other recourse other than, you know, following Prabhupada's this particular instruction, that is, establish Varnashram, because that is the only way. Because only when people do the farming in the proper way, and when they are getting proper benefits, then only will they do farming. So we have to encourage the villagers to do proper farming, and they have to get the benefits, and we are apparently buying from the shopkeepers over here, but then we are giving into the dalal nexus, you know, dalali nexus, where the farmers are exploited. So just a thought that came into my mind about how, like, we can similarly put our, you know, combine our prayers with our endeavors, our individual and collective efforts and prayers put together, we can survive, we can try to like do you know help, try to contribute something in Srila Prabhupada's movement. Hare Krishna. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.